The steps we follow are meant to make one totally objective. Totally objective person is free from tension. One is naturally relaxed. The basic person is related to the total. The basic person is an individual. The first relationship is with the total. The total is Ishwar. Individual is related to the total. Whether one acknowledges the individual total Jiveshwara relationship exists. To be objective, you have one has to recognize certain basic facts. If basic facts are not acknowledged, one lives in one's own world. The basic fact here is the individual conscious being is ever related to the total, that is Ishwar. Manmana bhava, mad bhakto bhava. May you be my devotee. Lord Krishna says, mat bhakto bhava. What should you do for that? Manmana bhava. Recognize me. In the awareness of my presence in your life, you are a bhakta, a devotee. we highlight this awareness of the presence of Ishvara in my life, in me. My life is connected to the world. When I open my eyes, I see the presence of Ishvara in the form of space, time, distance, sun, atmosphere, earth, water, air, fire. I acknowledge the presence of Ishvara. All given. Given is the giver. Given is not separate from the giver. The people with whom I'm connected, in their behavior, with their response, in their life, I recognize the presence of Ishvara. It's not enough you recognize the presence of Ishvara with reference to your body, mind, sense complex. Your life is connected to all these people. In their lives, there is the presence of Ishvara. That's where the omission is very glaring, doesn't help my mother her body, mind, sense complex. Is it away from Ishvara's physical order, biological order, physiological order? Her response to situations, is it outside the order of Ishvara, the psychological order? No. Father, brothers, sisters, siblings, in trees, in plants, in food, in water, in the air. I recognize the presence, very dynamic, active, participating presence of Ishvara in my life. My body is physical. Body is within the physical order. It's not levitating because of physical order, gravities. The biological order in every cell, I recognize the given is the presence of Ishvara. The physiological order, that which endows every cell with life, prana. I recognize in all my emotions, love, care, fear, anxiety, I recognize the presence of Ishvara in the form of psychological order. The order that we study in psychology. Om. The moment I say Om, I recognize all this Maha order that is Ishvara. Om. Om. Namaha. Mentally repeat Om Namaha Om. Mentally. Namaha, what happens? I let go. Ishvara is the given, is Ishvara. The scheme of things, the world given. I let go. People, forces, means, ends, possibilities, laws given, contemporary society given, my body given, my skills given, capacity to hone them given, knowledge given, ignorance given, capacity to learn given, emotions given, memory given, unconscious given. Anguish given, fear, anxiety given, I let Ishvara be. Namaha. I let Ishvara be. When I accept Ishvara, I accept myself, don't I? When I accept Ishvara, I accept myself, don't I? Let Ishvara B. In the awareness of Ishvara, I let Ishvara be. I let myself be. These two facts are the same. Acceptance of Ishvara, acceptance of myself. There is no self-acceptance without accepting, understanding Ishvara. All other things are all make-believes. The reality is Ishvara is. Om Namaha. He Govind. 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.